DOD's new budget proposal has gotten hammered from many quarters, especially by those considered hawkish on national security. The Pentagon says it developed its 2013 budget after a comprehensive review based on the $487 billion Congress told it to cut out of future spending under the Budget Control Act. But the part of the DOD budget proposal that's gotten maybe the least friendly reception on Capitol Hill falls in the category of military compensation, and particularly new fees for TRICARE, the military's health insurance system. Most of the fee increases would be directed at retirees. Jonathan Woodson, DOD's Assistant Secretary for Health Affairs, says the Pentagon thinks those fees are reasonable.
We believe the TRICARE benefit has been one of the most comprehensive and generous health benefits in this country, and our proposals keep it that way. In 1996, military retirees were responsible for about 27% of overall TRICARE costs. In 2012, the percentage share of costs borne by the beneficiaries has dropped to about 10% of overall costs. If these proposals we have put forward are accepted, beneficiary out-of-pocket costs will rise to 14% of costs by 2017. This is about half of what beneficiaries paid in 1996.
Bob Hale, DOD's comptroller, says the department recognizes retiree health benefits for the military can't and shouldn't be compared to private sector plans on a one-to-one basis. Nonetheless, he says, since retirees have had basically the same premium since the 1990s, the military has been absorbing those costs at a rate that's unsustainable for the military budget. And he warned Congress that if DOD can't tackle the area of health care, it's going to have to find savings lawmakers might like even less.
If, for example, Congress turned down all of our compensation proposals and we offset that hole in our budget with additional force cuts, we would have to cut roughly another 60,000 troops by 2017. Now, we might look at other ways, and we probably would, but just to give you an idea of the magnitude, these additional cuts would surely jeopardize the new defense strategy that we have just recently put in place. As this point suggests, our budget is a balanced, interconnected whole, and I very much ask that you consider it as such.
The Pentagon has a bit of a history of requesting retiree health care cost increases and getting shot down by Congress. TRICARE, the military's health insurance system, was first created in 1996. Annual retiree premiums were then set at less than $500, and they didn't change by a single dollar until last year, when Congress finally agreed to allow the fees to rise to $520 a year for full family coverage. Fast forward a year later, and the Pentagon has a new proposal. Fees for retirees would go up again, but with a new feature. The cost a retiree pays out of pocket would be based on his or her retired pay. For the highest-earning retirees, that could mean premiums of a little over $1,500 a year by the time the new fees are fully phased in 2017. For Democratic Senator Jim Webb, the DOD proposal represents a broken promise. He says he's open to negotiating future military pay and benefits, but current retirees were promised health care for life, he says.
You can't renegotiate the front end once the back end is done. This is an obligation that has been made to people whose military careers are now done. We're talking about an obligation made to people to take to provide them medical care for the rest of their life based on a compensation package that begins the day that they enlist and is amortized over the rest of their life. It's not a direct comparison.
New Hampshire Republican Kelly Ayotte feels much the same way.
For some individuals, these aren't trivial. For example, a retiree receiving between $22,000 and $45,000 a year, their annual fees will go from $500 to $1,500 a year, threefold in only about 4 years. So this is a pretty significant issue. And I think we have a duty, given what our servicemen and women have done, to really have a very hard discussion about this, and I'm really concerned about it.
DOD's Woodson says the Pentagon wants TRICARE to continue to be a very generous benefit, but he says a huge chunk of the military's base budget is already paying for medical care, about 10% as of now, and that health care piece of the pie is only going to continue to grow unless Congress allows changes.
Our unified medical plan this year was $53 billion, so we're at 10% now. If you look at the issue of a modest 5.3% growth in health care, then you can do the calculations, particularly if the top line of DOD comes down. And the implications of this, of course, is that health care will consume a greater percentage of the DOD budget, but it also produces kind of a palpable tension, if you will, between providing health care and training, manning, and equipping the force.
DOD says pay and benefits were the last categories it tackled as it looked toward the congressional mandate to find budget savings over the next 5 years. Hale says modernization and other future investments took a disproportionate hit in this year's budget proposal in order to protect military compensation. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.